Parkway, then southbound 95 closer to the Occoquan. There's some activity along the far right side, traffic getting by to the left without major difficulty. In Prince George's County, we had the accident working on outbound Suitland Parkway near Alabama Avenue. Looks like that has been cleared. Not seeing any major lingering delays, and watch out for the police activity in Northwest Washington. This affects 14th Street. It's shut down between Park Road and Monroe Street. Try to avoid that area if you can. The WTOP Traffic Center is presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows and get two free. Visit windownation.com. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
I'm tracking a fast-moving weather maker. Already clouds have arrived. We'll have some isolated showers turning more scattered in nature for most of your morning rush. In fact, this system will bring most of the rain with it for the early part of the day. Maybe a sprinkle or isolated shower for the afternoon. Temperatures this morning, 53 to 58 degrees. Again, overcast and a little wet. 68 to 74, partly sunny and breezy for the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
60 at Ruston, 59 Bethesda, 61 on the National Mall. This morning, we are at 60 straight up and holding in our nation's capital at 1259.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good Wednesday morning, midweek, April 24th. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Glad you're with us. Coming up this morning, hour on TOP for you. The Senate passes a $95 billion foreign aid bill, which includes funding for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
A big step forward in the recovery after the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
This work is getting done.
I'm Mike Murillo.
Conflict is spreading as protests spread to college campuses across the country.
The father of two boys that died in a Virginia house fire talks about how they're honoring his sons. I'm Valerie Bonk.
It was a day of gains across the board on Wall Street. Asian stocks are doing very well this morning. Good morning, 1 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. More students on more college campuses are protesting Israel's war on Gaza. CBS's Nancy Chen is at Columbia University in New York.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams said students who protest peacefully are not the problem.
We can't have outside agitators come in and be destructive to our city. There was someone wanted to something to happen at that protest at NYU that police officers didn't respond to.
From coast to coast, campus to campus, protests are growing louder in solidarity.
Columbia told students that if it hadn't reached an agreement with protesters by midnight, it will have to, quote, consider alternative options for clearing a protest site. On Capitol Hill, overwhelming approval of much-needed aid for three American allies.
The U.S. Senate passes a $61 billion aid package for Ukraine, along with $26 billion for Israel.
On this vote, the yeas are 79. The nays are 18.
It comes days after the House approved $95 billion in foreign aid in the form of four individual bills. The legislation includes a measure that would force the sale of TikTok within a year or ban the app in the U.S. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Almost a dozen more couples are suing the Ovation Fertility Clinic in California, accusing it of implanting embryos it knew were already dead. Bennett Hardy and his wife have been struggling with fertility issues.
We came to these facilities hoping for the best care and the best medical practices, and to have this happen is unacceptable.
Reports of new signs of life from Voyager 1, which left Earth in 1977.
And we have liftoff.
We're on a journey to the edge of the bubble the sun creates around itself. Outside is interstellar space.
That's lead scientist Ed Stone. After exceeding all expectations for longevity, last November, Voyager stopped sending back usable information. Now it's apparently back in business. An American tourist is in jail in the Caribbean island of Turks and Caicos because officials there found ammunition in his luggage. Details from CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
A tearful reunion at the Oklahoma City airport was not the way Valerie Watson thought her Turks and Caicos vacation would end.
Just getting to hold them again. It just filled my mama heart.
She's home, but her husband and father of two, Ryan, is in jail on the islands, facing a potential mandatory minimum sentence of 12 years behind bars.
Disgraced former New York Republican Congressman George Santos says he's ending his campaign to return to the U.S. House. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Comfort that stands the test of time. That's what your family deserves. And that's what United Air Temp has provided for over 90 years. But plumbing problems create safety and sanitation issues, making it difficult to enjoy your home. From repairs to maintenance, United Air Temp offers comprehensive services to keep your plumbing running smoothly. Comfort that stands the test of time. Visit UnitedAirTemp.com.
Comfort that stands the test of time. United Air Temp.
Working on a nightmare.
You're with WTOP and Dean Lane.
Transparency and trust makes buying a car, Fitzgerald, Subaru, Gaithersburg, and Rockville a great experience. It all begins with a low price in writing posted on the window of every car. There's no haggling to get the low price or to know the monthly payment. It's all right there on the window. No haggle, no hassle. Fitzgerald Subaru in Gaithersburg and Rockville. Call 888-FITZMALL today. Transparency you can trust. That's the Fitz way. There's just no better way to go.
WTOP at 104. Good Wednesday morning, midweek, April 24th. 2024, increasing clouds, scattered showers, 53 to 58 for the low by daybreak, 60 straight up right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We thank you for taking us along for your early 1 a.m. hour, Wednesday midweek ride. It was 4 weeks ago that the Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed into the Patapsco River after a huge container ship hit the bridge. The disaster took the lives of six construction workers and shut down one of America's busiest ports. Where are we in the cleanup this morning? WTOP's Mike Murillo has an update for us.
Despite the fact this work is dangerous, this work is getting done.
Governor Wes Moore says we are seeing progress, including the opening of a fourth, much deeper channel. It'll be a 35-foot channel and will be open for about 4 days, starting at the end of the week, weather willing.
And that is going to allow several ships in the Port of Baltimore to be able to move through that are currently stuck, to allow them to move through the channel.
The fourth channel can open up after a big lift last night of a 560-ton piece of the bridge, the biggest piece lifted so far. The goal continues to be to reopen a bigger channel by the end of May. So to do that, the new channel will then be closed off for about 10 days so that the Dolly container ship can be freed from the wreckage and cleared out. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
Now, while the Port of Baltimore remains closed this Wednesday morning, lots of money is lost. We're talking about the wages of longshoremen without jobs and no cargo coming in and going out. In this exclusive WTOP report Wednesday morning, our Kate Ryan sits down with the Maryland Port Administrator on why the port is so very important to all of us economically.
70% of what comes off containers in the Port of Baltimore is consumed within 70 miles of the port.
Which means the Baltimore-Washington MSA and the consumption zone that is our region is reliant on the imports that come in.
Jonathan Daniels, the executive director of the Maryland Port Administration, tells WTOP that includes cars, sugar, electronics, clothing, anything that comes in a shipping container. Daniels says since the Key Bridge collapse, the push has been on to reopen the shipping channel to its 50-foot depth, allowing for larger container ships to enter again. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has estimated that could happen by the end of May. But until then, there could be some delays and some price increases. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
There are two more economic relief programs set now to support workers and businesses affected by the bridge collapse. The programs have just gone live. They're accepting applications right now, in fact. They were set up under Governor Wes Moore's executive order signed earlier this month, you may remember, to provide temporary relief, to impacted businesses throughout the state. Now, businesses can get grants of up to $50,000 under one program. Another offers no-interest loans of up to $500,000. Another will provide $15 million in grants to businesses that have had operations impacted or shipments disrupted out of the port. WTOP News Time, now 107. The whole community was saddened after the recent death of two young boys in Fairfax in a house fire. Now the boy's dad speaks with WTOP this week about how they are now remembering their beloved son.
We were completely powerless.
Jamie Bryce said he and his wife were at work on April 10th when they found out their house in Fairfax was on fire. Their two young sons, 3-year-old Zachariah and 6-year-old William, were airlifted to Children's National Hospital in D.C. They died 4 days later.
Right now, we're balancing grieving, but then at the same time, we're angry.
He said it helped that some of the firefighters that responded to the fire came by the hospital to tell them an inspiring story.
They saw William protecting Zachariah, how moved they were by the whole thing.
The boys boys have since undergone organ donation surgery, and he said he's so grateful that their boys are able to help other children.
We're hoping to meet those families in the future.
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
Good Wednesday morning, midweek, April 24th. Glad you're with us here at WTOP, where the time now is 1:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8s and when it breaks. Good morning to Ken Berger with us this early hour in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. The accident in Virginia southbound 95 after Lorton Road, but before you get to the Occoquan River, the left lane is blocked. Traffic getting by to the right, lots of flashing lights. And then closer to the Occoquan, we've got some flashing lights over on the far right side, but traffic getting by there to the left without difficulty. It looks like that activity is out of the roadway. Meanwhile, on the Beltway in Virginia, still dealing with this work zone north of the Dulles Tow Road heading up to the Georgetown Pike, the three right lanes remain blocked. Traffic getting by to the left. However, it does look like now you can get off at Georgetown Pike if that's your desire and take the Georgetown Pike with after this activity, right at the curve right before the Georgetown Pike, and then things open up. And then the Beltway out of loop, you've got two right lanes blocked as you make way south of the Georgetown Pike to the Dulles Tow Road. And the ongoing road work in Maryland on the Beltway inner loop is north of the American Legion Bridge. This is going to take you up to River Road where two left lanes are blocked. The out loop at Cabin John Parkway, the right lane is blocked. Prince George's County road work on southbound 95 between 198 and 216 Skaggsville Road. Two right lanes closed. Eastbound 198, two right lanes are blocked just after 197 Laurel Bowie Road. And then westbound 200, the intercounty connector, two left lanes blocked for a couple of miles between 95 and Route 29. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Tracking the next weathermaker, expect a little bit of rain here for your morning hours. Isolated showers early, more scattered in nature for the bulk of the morning rush. And temperatures starting out between 53 and 58 degrees this morning, reaching into the upper 60s to mid 70s for the afternoon. Not bad at all. Northwesterly wind with gusts 20 to 30 miles per hour. So that rain lasting mainly the morning rush, with skies turning partly sunny. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
By now, we're in 61 at the Wharf in D.C., Oxon Hill and Sterling, a degree cooler, 60 in our nation's capital. Brought to you this time around in the 1 a.m. hour, Wednesday on WTOP by Long Fence. Save 25% on Long Fence decks, pavers, and fences, 6 months. No payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP at 110. On WTOP, we bring you money news. At 10 and 40 past the hour, let's check in now with Jeff this morning.
Gourmet markets and coffee shop Foxtrot abruptly closed its nearly one dozen locations in the D.C. area Tuesday, citing business struggles. JetBlue stock tumbled after warning summer revenue will be down on weak ticket sales in competitive Latin America. The Noma Farmers Market returns in May. It's moving to 3rd Street Northeast between M&N and is much bigger this year. The Dow gained 264 points in Tuesday's session. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
At this first 1 a.m. hour check this morning, Asian stocks remain higher across the board. The Shanghai is up almost 10 points. The Hang Seng is up 281. The Kospi's up 51. The Nikkei is up this morning, 840 points. Good morning. Glad you're with us. The latest on the Trump trials, we're in depth next on WTOP. Stay with us. It's 112.
Serta Pro Painters knows how important your home is to you. That's why they're focused on helping you bring a fresh color to your home. That's exactly what they did with mine. This is Dave Dildine from the Traffic Center. And let me tell you, when you choose Serta Pro Painters, you're not just choosing a service. You're choosing a partner in making your house your home. Each Serta Pro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Schedule your free estimate online at SertaPro.com. That's Serta with a C. When choosing a painting professional, the choice is simple. Choose happy. Choose Serta Pro Painters.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
Grab your clubs and join Youth Apostles for its annual golf classic at Raspberry Falls Golf and Hunt Club in Leesburg on May 6th.
This is Father Jack, Director of Mission and Development for Youth Apostles. Youth Apostles impacts thousands of young people every day. Your sponsorship allows us to help young people encounter the love of Jesus Christ and live lives of prayer, charity, and high moral standards. Thank you, and God bless.
To play or sponsor, visit youthapostles.org.
Step into a world of enchantment with the Metropolitan School of the Arts presentation of Coppelia. This charming ballet, perfect for audiences of all ages, unfolds a delightful story of a lifelike doll and a swirl of love, humor, and fantasy. Make it a family outing on April 27th and 28th at the Washington Masonic Memorial in Alexandria, with shows at 12 and 5 p.m. Tickets are available from $22 to $25 at metropolitanarts.org. Experience the joy and whimsy of Coppelia, where dreams come to life.
Now it's my turn. Good Wednesday morning. Increasing clouds as we head towards daybreak. Scattered showers, spotty though that they may be. Veronica says it's a possibility, depending on where you're going this morning. So grab that umbrella. 53 to 58 for the actual low by daybreak on your Wednesday morning. We're at 60 straight up in Washington right now. I'm Dean Lane. Glad you're with us this morning. Time now on WTOP is 1:14.
You're listening to WTOP News.
The jury in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump hearing testimony this week on day two about the world of tabloid journalism and a scheme to keep negative stories about Mr. Trump out of the headlines. But not before the judge in the case heard arguments on Tuesday about whether or not Mr. Trump had violated a gag order. This morning, Washington Post courts and crime reporter Tom Jackman joins our Dimitri Sotis for a closer look at day two of the trial, including the testimony of former National Enquirer boss David Pecker.
In a nutshell, Pecker was the publisher of the National Enquirer. He decided that Donald Trump was good for business. He made an agreement, he said, specifically with Donald Trump and Michael Cohen to publish pro-Trump stories and to quash bad Trump stories. And fascinating look into how we always suspected tabloid journalism always operated. He still has a long way to go. He hasn't talked barely about Karen McDougal or Stormy Daniels. And so before that was the argument about whether all these Truth Social posts that he has written that have ripped into Cohen, Michael Cohen, and Stormy, both witnesses in this case, and Trump's defense is, well, these are political attacks, and I'm allowed to respond politically. And the judge was not buying it, and he told Trump's lawyer, you're losing credibility here. And he didn't rule on that today, so we're waiting. It would just be fines. He's not going to throw Trump in jail for that.
Okay, so no time behind bars, but maybe a fine. You think sometime this week?
Sure, I think it will. He has his motions day tomorrow, the judge, so we're not having trial. So I don't know when he'll get around to writing it. And somebody was saying, you know, he probably wants to do it in person as opposed to just issuing a written order late at night like the federal judges often do. He wants to, you know, tell the defendant, look, stop violating my order.
I wanted to ask a little more about David Pecker. You said he's got a long way to go. It's going to be a while here before he's even cross-examined, one would imagine.
I think he's going to be on the stand on direct because he's just now starting to talk about the Karen McDougal saga and who paid her and the back and forth between him and Michael Cohen over who's going to pay this. And in the end, Pecker paid it and Trump stiffed him on it. And then the Stormy Daniels case, National Enquirer did not quash that story necessarily, but they were involved in it when it was out there, and that will set up Michael Cohen to talk about how that paid off.
Is it much too soon to be talking about how all this is landing with the jury?
So I'm in the overflow room have been for the first 2 days, so I can't see them. Shayna Jacobs, who's in the courtroom for us, does look at them and says it's hard to read so far. I'm going to be in the courtroom some in the future. The crowd greatly thinned out today from yesterday where it was a packed house, and today there were seats available. So I'm going to get in the courtroom soon.
Well, we look forward to your continued reporting. But before you go, one final thought, either about Donald Trump's demeanor. Again, you're viewing from the overflow room, so you can only see what you can see. But just a final thought that you'd leave us with as we head into day three.
Well, we have a better view of Trump than the people in the courtroom because we have a head-on camera shot of him. People in the courtroom are all looking at the back of his head. I will say this. We have not seen him sleeping. The New York Times is reporting that, and we watch him pretty closely. And his eyes are down sometimes, but I don't think he's sleeping. But people sleep in trials, I'm going to have to admit it. And so as a final thought, I would say that there's a long way to go before we get to the defense case.
With the latest of the Trump trials, Washington Post courts and crime reporter Tom Jackman and a conversation with our Dimitri Sotis. Quick look at the top stories we're following this early morning on WTOP. The Senate gives final approval to additional aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, sending it to President Biden for his signature. Get some larger ships soon be moving in and out of the port of Baltimore again. We have the latest from the Baltimore Key Bridge disaster site. And the U.S. government agrees to a nearly $140 million settlement over claims the FBI mishandled sexual abuse allegations against a USA Gymnastics team doctor. More in just minutes. You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Issues that matter most to voters in the DMV. Local races that could make all the difference. Coverage you can always rely on. Election 2024 on WTOP News. Facts matter.
For 248 years, proud patriots have defended our freedom as American soldiers. One of the best ways to honor their service is through the Army Historical Foundation's Registry of the American Soldier. Open to all Army veterans, this free registry allows veterans or a loved one on their behalf to create a permanent public record of their service. No soldier's story should be forgotten. Learn more at armyhistory.org. That's armyhistory.org. Sponsored by Army Historical Foundation, Inc.
Good morning. Welcome in. Wednesday morning, April 24th. Thanks for starting your early morning with us at WTOP at 118. Traffic and weather on the 8s, and when it breaks, let's check in with Ken Berger with us this morning at the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dean. One accident working. It's in Virginia, southbound 95, south of Lorton Road. You'll see it over on the far left side. Lots of flashing lights. But traffic getting by to the right without difficulty. There's also some activity on the right side, southbound 95, as you make the approach to the Occoquan, south of US 1. And traffic getting by to the left without difficulty. That looks like a very possible broken down vehicle over on the far right side. Meanwhile, on the Capitol Beltway in Virginia, still have the report of the road work north of the toll road heading up to the Georgetown Pike. Lanes to the right are blocked, but not seeing any delays, and it looks like that's in the clearing stages. However, the outer loop in Virginia, south of the Georgetown Pike to the toll road, two right lanes remain blocked, but traffic getting by to the left without difficulty. In Montgomery County, the inner loop between the American Legion Bridge and River Road, two left lanes blocked because of road work. The outer loop south of River Road near Cabin John Parkway, right lane is blocked. Road work continues also northbound 270 in Montgomery County, two left lanes closed between 118 Germantown Road and 121 for Clarksburg Road, and then northbound 270 right lane closed from Clarksburg Road to Maryland 109 Old Hundred Road. Also up in Frederick on the eastbound side of 70 right at 270, you're going to find a couple of lanes blocked to the right. Traffic getting by to the left, though, without too much difficulty. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
Coming right up this early 1 a.m. hour on WTOP after traffic and weather.
Donating hundreds of DVDs back to the local library that first sparked my love of film. I'm Jason Fraley.
Clouds moving in out ahead of the next weather maker, and we will have a little wet weather for your Wednesday morning rush. Some scattered showers around the area. This will be a fast-moving system. I can't rule out a stray shower for the afternoon, but most of the rain is going to be for the morning rush. 53 to 58 degrees for your morning temperatures, with the afternoon 68 to 74 degrees. Meanwhile, for your afternoon, we'll have temperatures on the milder side, but cooler for Thursday and Friday of this week, with highs in the lower to mid-60s and morning temperatures in the 40s. In fact, Friday morning, we could be dipping so low once again that we see some more frost advisories and freeze warnings going up. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
We're at 60 in Springfield, 59 Farragut Square, 56 Laurel, 60 straight up and holding at our nation's capital at 121.
When you ask people here what's the one thing that makes Diamonds Direct their favorite jeweler, for some, it's the unbeatable pricing we get through our direct importer. No middleman connections. The foundation of our business since day one. For others, it's the uncompromising quality. From hand-selected diamonds to handcrafted designer rings. Only the best of the best. Some people put selection at the top of their list, as Diamonds Direct offers up to 30 times the options you expect from a typical jewelry retailer. For some, it's our luxurious showroom with diamond experts who genuinely care about your experience and happiness, and who are empowered to do whatever it takes for you. Others rave about Diamonds Direct's unmatched warranties and guarantees that include free service for life and an extraordinary 110% diamond upgrade promise. But you know the most often answer we get when asking what makes Diamonds Direct stand out? It's not one thing. It's everything. Diamonds Direct. Value, luxury, choices, and confidence. Get directions, hours, and more at DiamondsDirect.com.
Good Wednesday morning, midweek, April 24th. Thanks for joining us here at WTOP. Welcome in. It's 1:22 on your Wednesday morning.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Getting more details this morning about part of Metro's Red Line being closed. For the entire summer, in fact, shuttle buses, we're told, will replace rail service between Silver Spring and downtown D.C. from June 1st through the end of August. August 31st, the buses will run for free, and some will have limited stops to connect you directly from Silver Spring to the nation's capital. Four Red Line stations in all will be closed the whole time. Glenmont, Wheaton, Forest Glen, and Silver Spring. The Tacoma Station will be closed for most of the month of June only. Metro maintenance is being paired with Purple Line Construction in Silver Spring this summer. You can get all the details as soon as you need them a click away at WTOP.com. We will sometimes share stories of the ways that WTOP staffers give back to our community. This morning, we're focusing on our own film critic, Jay Frey, Jason Fraley. As you might imagine, he has a huge collection of DVDs. Now he's cleaning house, donating those movies to the Hyattsville branch of the Prince George's Memorial Library System on Adelphi Road.
2 decades ago, when I was a student at the University of Maryland in College Park, I would routinely head to the Hyattsville branch to rent classic movies. So when it recently came time to donate my DVD collection, it's the first place I thought of.
It's been an embarrassment of riches. Some of these have long been out of our collection, so having them back has been really nice.
Supervisor Heather Jackson says the DVDs are used for coffee and a classic.
We had a very good turnout for 12 Angry Men. We did a couple of your Hitchcocks. So it's been a really robust program. We've had good attendance at it.
They'll also screen for adults with developmental disabilities every Monday starting May 6th.
Many of them are just absolutely entranced with film. We've got a couple of resident movie buffs in these groups.
See the full list of films on WTOP.com. Jason Fraley, WTOP News.
Speaking of entertainment, have you heard about this one? Seems a major music streamer just hit a big, big milestone.
Taylor Swift may be breaking records on Spotify, but Spotify just broke one too. For the first time ever, its quarterly profits topped $1.1 billion. The news following months of cost-cutting measures at the streaming service, from marketing cuts to layoffs. But Spotify's also made more investments recently, especially on podcasts, which the company says is making a big difference. Active users were up 19% last quarter. Premium subscriptions also increased 14%. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Comfort that stands the test of time. That's what your family and home deserve, and that's what United Air Temp has provided you for over 90 years. As the warmer weather approaches, let United Air Temp make sure your AC system is ready to keep your family comfortable and energy costs down. Visit UnitedAirTemp.com now to schedule your $69 tune-up and enjoy comfort all summer long. Comfort that stands the test of time. Visit UnitedAirTemp.com.